They can't.
Good afternoon, Restaurant Solutions. This is Jenny.
Hey, good afternoon. Is Jim in, please?
Yes, hold on just a second. May I tell you who's calling?
Yeah, it's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Hey, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim. This is Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Oh, real good.
Good. I was hoping you had a minute to discuss this deal with Karen Eanes.
What is it?
With Karen Eanes, your customer.
Oh, okay.
I understand, by the way, you have a relationship with Philly's Best, correct?
Oh, yes. I had sent her out in Conyers, I think. No.
Correct. But I'm saying you work with a lot of their franchises, the people come to you to buy equipment, correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I want to tread carefully because I know this is a relationship-based business, and hopefully our kind of conversation stays between us. My goal is to get your customer approved in the best possible terms in the quickest possible manner. This customer is a unique customer. They went to another vendor before you. They got approved, but then they ended up not wanting that equipment, so they went to you to buy the equipment. Here's my kind of idea of financing. This one gets approved, and I hope you appreciate my honesty. I don't like to, BS people. It's going to be at a really high rate, and the reason it's going to be a really high rate is both the credit scores of both owners are quite low. They're very low, and so I just want to protect kind of the relationship and tell you that once I work with them and hopefully get them, I'm hoping to get them an approval, but often about, I'd say, 3 out of 10 times, these customers will go to a vendor and they'll say, hey, the person you referred me to is a loan shark, and I like to protect that. I kind of like to take a step ahead, if you get my drift.
Oh, yeah. And I tell people ahead of time, I go, if you've overloaded your credit cards and you are a high risk, the interest rate is going to be high, but that interest rate is tax deductible. And if you talk to your accountant, there are reasons to go with the type of financing that they're talking about. And you've got to look at the whole picture.
I agree with you. I'd actually take it a step further. I think what happens in these situations, and I might not be getting the full data, this is what I experienced, and just, it has to do with it being a startup, and I think they were offered another approval that was very, very short terms, but I quoted them some numbers before they applied. It just, their credit is not, it's not there, so and neither is their cash flow. Here's my general idea. I'm going to talk to them. My thought process is that half these restaurant owners that start these businesses, they don't actually have a plan of attack of financing this equipment. And so they often put all the money into construction and build out, and by the time they actually need the equipment, it's a question of, well, do you need the equipment, or what are your alternatives? And not to sound very harsh, but that's kind of the cold hard truth about a lot of these business owners, is that they run out of capital, and it's either they need it or they don't. But since you're sending me business, I do want to protect myself and protect the relationship and tell you that there is a significant chance these people come back to you saying that we are a loan shark of amazing proportions, and I think we're on the same page on that one.
Oh yeah, and I've had people say stuff before, and I go, wait a minute, do you go to your accountant? It's not my place to discuss, because if I say something of why you are getting a high rate, it's going to make you look bad. Somebody that in the lender cannot talk to me. It's against the law for him to tell me anything about your credit. But a high interest rate, you've got bad credit. I mean, people will ask me, what's the rate going to be? And I go, if you've got a 1,000-point credit, the interest rate's going to be fantastic. If you're a high risk, it's going to be
okay.
Hi, and
yeah.
I wish people would understand it, but I just did a guy, and he called me up, and he's, really downgrading, and I never can say anything, but no, I know where it's coming from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we're on the same page. And yeah, my goal is not to beat up these people. So I'm going to give them the call back. I'm going to hope to qualify them today. I appreciate your time and the fact that you're kind of, you know, that I'm not trying to give them a raw deal, but there's only a few programs that qualify.
That's all. And a lot of times they got to realize that's all you can get, you know, and your statement is so right where they, you know, when they tell me, well, that isn't in my budget, and I'm going, well, the outrageous build-out that you did on the building was in your budget. Why isn't the equipment that's going to produce the food that's going to make the sales, why isn't that important?
Yeah, you've been doing it a while, I assume, so you've seen it all. Most of my customers, by the way, we have very pleasant relationships. It's just my experiences with these startups, there's a 30% chance that people get very, very upset. And I know they're not upset personally at me. Why they're really upset is I'm actually doing a deal for another Excel vendor out here, and the customer's out of control, by the way. He is out of control. But what I mean, and the vendor is out of control. No, the customer's out of control. And what makes this story unique is this customer has a franchise business. They're starting a non-franchise. They're basically not wanting to pay those franchise fees, but kind of use the same concept. And what they have done is they have put like $1 million into this business. They've been renting it for the last, since 2014. But now when push comes to shove to get equipment, they're out of cash. And we're actually giving them our loan approvals well in excess of $200,000. But what has made their situation and why they're very frantic and they're screaming at the vendor, and I'm just playing nice. I'm playing nice referee between them and the vendor. But what makes why they're frustrated is because they put themselves in a situation where they just, it's kind of like you're on the freeway and you're driving and your gas tank is on empty and you think, hey, I can make it that to the next exit because I want to get there quicker. And then they ran out of gas on the side of the highway. This happens. These people just, they run out of cash, and it's sometimes, that's why they're angry. Okay, so you're going to get a call back from me in a couple hours. I'm going to give them a ring back in about 30 or so, and then let you know what I can do for them.
Oh, that's super. I appreciate your follow-up.
Absolutely, brother. You got it.
Thanks.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.